Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Vandita Nanda Shira Guru Chakradhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavinda
Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jagannath Vaidesh Vadadev Ki
Jai
Jagannath Swami Ki
Jai
Nilachala Nivasaya
Nilachala Nivasaya
Nityaya Paramatmane
Nityaya Paramatmane
Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam
Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam
Jagannathaya Te Namaha
Jagannathaya Te Namaha
That's the pranama mantra for the Jagannath. We have pranama mantra for Krishna, for Yuri. This is the pranama mantra for Jagannath. Offering obeisances to Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam. Obeisances to Lord Jagannath along with Subhadrabhyam. Along with Balabhadra and Subhadra. Ilachala Ivasaya. Ilachala Ivasaya. Ilachala means blue mountain. Blue mountain. Now if you go to Jagannath Puri, you don't see the mountain. But in Satya Yuga, it's a mountain. Kali Yuga has it. Yes. Ilachala Nivasaya. Lord Jagannath reside on the blue mountain. Nityaya Paramatmane. He is what? Eternal. Lord Jagannath is eternal. That is Krishna's nature. Krishna is Satchidananda. So Lord Jagannath is supreme eternal personality of God. So we have the Lachala, we have Niladri, we have Shank. All these are names of Jagannath Puri. Your Jagannath Puri is in the shape of a conch shell. The mountain, the conch shell form. It's eternal. Your Jagannath is eternal, his abode is eternal. Everything is eternal. His persons are eternal. So he resides there at the Blue Mountain along with his brother and his sister, Subhadra. Who is Subhadra? Subhadra is expansion of Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya stays in Vrindavan, not outside. Yoga Maya stays in Vrindavan. She never leaves Vrindavan. Jesus Christ never leaves Vrindavan. Yoga Maya never leaves Vrindavan. Because she has to arrange all Krishna's pastimes. That is her duty. And she arranges things in such a way that even Krishna comes under her covering when necessary for the pastimes. What translation? Good transmission. Do the one I was hoping before I can too far. Speak. When you finish, I'll continue. I remember. Every day we should chant the pranama mantra for Jagannath. Every day we should sing the mantra. We offer prayers to Krishna every day, right? To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day, sing the swamis every day. So every day we should chant the Jagannath pranama mantra to offer him respect and invoke his blessings. So, your Maya stays in Vrindavan eternally. When Vasudev came to Vrindavan, she divided herself into two. So Vasudev took expansion of Yogmaya. Her expansion becomes Mahamaya. So that was he brought to Mathura. And Kamsa touched her. He snatched the baby from Vasudev. And he wanted to kill the baby, as he did the previous children of Devaki. But before he could dash the baby on the stone, she went out of his hand. And then chastised Kamsa severely. Rascal, you think you can kill me? The person who kill you is somewhere. You are a fool. You have been cheated. The person who kill you, see, is there. Not here. So comes up very angry. So this person, they have cheated me. I see. After chastising Kamsa, Sukadeva Goswami said she got so many names. Krishna, Subhadra, Isani, Sani. Many of you worship Sani. But Sani is an expansion, so she's different from Subhadra. Sani is different. Subhadra is different, even though it's an expansion, but it's different. She's Durga, but it's different. Durga is different. Subhadra is different. Durga is to punish, chastise, anxiety. For our sinful activities. Subhadra is to cool us down. She's opposite of Durga. That is her business, to help us become peaceful. From the anxiety Durga gives to us. So she's different. Although it's the same person, but different future, different activity. So if you worship Durga, don't think that I'm worshiping Subhadra. Different. The Subhadra will not see. There's no blood here. There's no goat here. But Durga, blood, goats, are offered to her. The dark moonlight. Not in a... light moon, when the moon is sun, when the moon is dark. No, see, darkness means ignorance. So, activity performed in ignorance can only bring miseries. That is Durga. Activity performed in goodness, in the light, only brings happiness, satisfaction, joy. That is Subhadra. She helps us to balance the anxiety of get from Durga. It's Subhadra, auspicious. So after chastising comes, she was thinking, I'm contaminated by being touched by it. Kamsa. So she went to Vindhya Mountain. Vindhya. Vindhya Mountain is the father. Vindhya Mountain is the father of Srimati Radhani and Chandramani. At the valley of Vindhya Mountain, she stayed there for years and performed austerity for purification. So you don't hear about Subhadra after chastising comes after time. After austerity, she appeared in Dwarka. After austerities, she appeared in Dwarka. So we have Jagannath Aladi Subhadra. This is Subhadra, not Durga. Although she is the origin. So there they had the pastor. Got married to Arjun. So Lord Jagannath gives bliss in Krishna consciousness. As well as his time. Bliss. Worship Jagannath with bliss. And Balabhadra, she gives strength for devotional service. To become successful in Krishna consciousness, she needs the strength, to need the help of Lord Balaram. Baladev. Balaram, Baladev, Balabhadra, Sankrishna, the same person. The same person. He gives the strength to do devotional service. She gives the strength to protect us from Maya. He gives the strength to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. So we have complete Godhead. He stayed in Jagannath Puri. They accept worship from the devotees. And the Jitam Mahaprabhu stayed in Jagannath Puri. Because Lord Jagannath is when Radha and Krishna meeting and their ecstasy, the ecstasy of Radha and Krishna combined manifest the form of Jagannath. So Jagannath is a condensed prema. Radha and Krishna prema condense and come together. That is Jagannath. So we have the Jagannath here who is giving the bliss, the perfection of Krishna consciousness. Balabhadra gave us strength to do devotional service. Subhadra destroyed anxieties with the Durga gifts. So we can do our service nicely. Sudarshan Chakra destroys ignorance. See, he destroys ignorance and illuminate our consciousness for Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Sudarshan Chakra expanded as Dumbarkacharya, the incarnation of Sudarshan. So worshiping Lord Jagannath means that we have complete process. We become Krishna conscious, fully Krishna conscious. Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath has so many wonderful pastimes. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Jagannath Puri. He gave a reason, which is external reason, that from Jagannath Puri is not far from Navadvip. So people will come and go. So they will carry his news to Mother Sachi, who is feeling the pains of separation from him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip for Jagannath Puri. So he stays there. And then he performs unlimited pastimes. The reason why he stays there is that his mother will not feel too much pain or suppression. She can easily get news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because devotees are always coming and going. So they take news. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing well. That is the external reason. The internal reason is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the form of Srimati Radhani. And Lord Jagannath is Krishna. So Radha and Krishna stay together. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani and Jagannath is Krishna. So Radha and Krishna in Jagannath Puri. The gopis, they come every day. The gopis, they will come every day. For Srimati Radharani to Jagannath Puri for pastimes, for Rasa Lila. Every day, no single day is missed. Every day. The last activity of Jagannath, when Jagannath is put to rest, he doesn't sleep, he has to go for Rasa Lila. So in Jagannath Puri, there is medicine to keep Lord Jagannath away from sleep. Because he doesn't sleep. Throughout the whole day, he's awake. In the night, he's awake. Of all the incarnations of Krishna, Lord Jagannath is very unusual. There is no incarnation of Krishna that has to change his body. But Jagannath changes his body. So in Jagannath Puri, there is a cemetery. It's a cemetery, burial ground of Jagannath. That you don't find anywhere. Only Jagannath form that has burial ground where Lord Jagannath is buried. It's only Jagannath. It's only Lord Jagannath that the soul has to be transferred from the old body to the new body. A pujari has to do that. And the pujari who does it will be blindfolded. Can you see when your eyes is closed? Can you see? No. So how will you transfer something from one end to the other? How will you do that? Mysterious. The pujari, he will transfer the soul this year, right? The body of Jagannath was changed this year. The pujari transferred the soul blindfolded. But he has the power to remove the soul from Jagannath body and put in a new body without seeing anything. And after doing that, he will also live with Jagannath. That pujari who does that will live with Jagannath. That means he will change his body also. He will not stay. You don't want to do it? No? So you don't want to go with Jagannath, you want to go with the Kali? That's automatic. The Pujari who does that is very fortunate that he will also go with Jagannath. He will change his body after doing that ceremony. Only Jagannath take medicine. No condition of grace and take medicine. So Jagannath take medicine. After beating a long time, he becomes sick. Only Jagannath gets sick. No incarnation of grace, I get sick. All they are in the streets dancing, Kirtan, or have their mystic sleep and producing so many universes. But Jagannath gets sick from having to stay for a long time betting. So this medicine for Jagannath to cure Jagannath from being sick. I ordered for it, and the devotee has gotten from me. The medicine. I ordered for the medicine. So all of you are not sick, so you won't get it. Only for those who are sick. You have a sick person. Sick. So Lord Jagannath is given a medicine. Only Jagannath to cure his sickness. And after taking that, Lord Jagannath got cured. Then he resumed his duty. When Lord Jagannath is sick, after the parade, the altar is closed. The temple is closed because he's not there. When Jagannath is coming back to the throne, come and see. The people who have been waiting, go and see the devotion people have for Jagannath. That night, nobody sleeps. Everybody to see, my Lord is back. It's a big festival. Varieties of preparations for Jagannath. Because Lord Jagannath is known for another name for Jagannath Puri. Two things. Anachetra. That's another name for Jagannath Puri is Anachetra. They are both of food. For food. That is the abode for eating. And Srila Prabhupada transferred that all over the world. Srila Prabhupada transferred that all over the world. Krishna took Jagannath all over the world. So ISKCON is a kitchen society. Actually, society, you see that eat to the neck. A yogi goes to the forest to eat. But today we are coming to ISKCON to eat. Yes, Anachetra. Then another name for Jagannath Puri, another one again is Talamba Chetra. Chitrambabu is feeling the pains of separation from Krishna. And he cried the whole day, night. He cried. There is to experience Chitrambabu is teaching us how to attract Lokeshana's mercy. The price is tears, to cry. So Chitrambabu is crying every day for Krishna's friend. That is the process. But that kind of cry, you know, the women type of cry is easy to cry. This one is not from here, it's from the heart. The tears and the cries from the heart. Not from here. From here is pretense. From here is genuine. What we really, why is from the heart, not from here? Because from here, only when the heart melts, that tears comes out. When we melt the heart, we won't feel the pains of material existence. Mm. They won't cry, Krishna, Jagannath, help me. So Jagannath is ready to bestow his mercy upon those who feel themselves fallen and have no shelter in this world but him. Jagannath gives shelter for those who have no shelter anywhere. But Jagannath, he gives a shelter for the shelterless. Very mysterious how the Jagannath came. You're hungry? Indradyumna Maharaj is not from Orisha. He is from Avanti. Savanti king, not Orisha king. Avanti means Ujjain. So he is a king of Ujjain, not Jagannath Puri. Yes. From Ujjain? When there? Come and meet. Where there? Yeah. This year? Yes. Where there also? Okay, you know. You came later. See what? That is the abode of Indradyumna Maharaj. So he is from Ujjain, not from Jagannath Puri. So the Muni was speaking about the glory of Nilamadava. Beautiful, extremely beautiful, so sweet. And the Dimna Maharaj became so absorbed in that, just hearing. He had not seen, but he just hearing. He became so absorbed that he forgot his kingly duties. Every day he was constantly thinking and meditating on Nilamadava. Where will I find Nilamadava? That was in Satyayuga. In Satyayuga, there is no deity, no deity worship. It's meditation. But Nilamadava is a deity. But no deity worship in Satyayuga. Deity worship is in Dwapara Yuga, not in Satya. So Nilamadava is a deity. Therefore, the Sabra.
Sabra Brahmana.
Yes, who is Sabra, not a Brahmana. Sabra cannot be a Brahmana. It's a low class. He was afraid of the Brahmana community, so he hid the deity in the forest. Nobody knows there. How will a Sudra worship deity? And secondly, the deity is not to be worshipped. There's no deity in Satyayuga. So it's unusual. The Sabrai was worshipping in Madhava in the forest. So he hid the deity so that the Brahmana community would not kill him. And now Narada Muni is speaking about Nirmalava to Dadunda Maharaj, and he became attracted. So what to do? What happened when you're looking for something you cannot get? What happened? What is the experience? Prabhu was telling you about King Santanu Durade. He was suffering from
love sickness.
Love sickness. We're having love sickness. So Dadunda Maharaj was suffering from
Krishna.
Nilamadeva. So where is Nilamadeva? You cannot find. But the Ramani told him the song, he didn't show him the place. It was anxiety. He forgot about that is his kingly duty, he forgot it. That is the danger of Krishna consciousness. Krishna will destroy our material desires. Don't bring it here. Hari. Hari means thief. Say thief. Yes. He will slash. Very expert. So the Dadunda Maharaj sent all his servant, go everywhere and bring this deity to me. Who knows Nilamada? Who knows? Where will he find? Such a you? Deity? I don't know yet. They went, search everywhere. Returned back frustrated. My king, there is nothing like that. Ah? So the money will tell lie? There's nothing like that. Only one among the people, the Brahman, he didn't come back. He was searching and searching. He searched everywhere and went to, and he entered some village, one local village like that. When he got the Sabra community. So, but the king was not there, the Sabra, he was not there. Somehow, because he's the king, your duty is to take care of people, the visitors. The daughter was there. Madhavi. Not you, Madhavi. That is the name of the daughter of the Sabra king. So, seeing that the Brahmana had been traveling, suffering, so coming to the palace, what to do? The duty is to take care. So, she attended to him, took care of him, until the next morning he came. Vishwas. And then he saw this Brahmana, he was very happy. Hey, Brahmana has come to my house. Brahmana. It's a big thing. The common thing is a big thing. Brahmana has come to untouchable. Sabra, untouchable. And the Brahmana has come there and accepted my hospitality. It's a great fortune for me. He was very happy. At the same time, he was entertaining some fear. The Brahmin community will not come and arrest me for having a Brahmana. So the Brahmana stayed there. That is how providence works. Providence, very powerful. Providence, powerful. What do you mean by providence is powerful? That providence of all those who have gone to search, all of these Brahmana had to come to this village, and not thinking of going back, he stayed there. Who is doing that? The Jagannath. Doing that. So, he noticed every day his host will go out, the whole night is not there, only the next morning you see him. And when he comes, the perfumes from his body is irresistible. So Achani is very happy. After sending for some time, Madhavi is at the marriageable age. So he requested your mom and my daughter.
Let my daughter serve you.
So they got married. You see? So get married soon. Now they have another wife, so means what? They are one. So one day he said, my dear, your father is Andoda.
And that quite.
Say, no, my father is not a robber. But he goes out every night. See, he has a night shift. Say, no, my father is not. But what does he go every night? Every night he must go. And comes only in the morning. A night shift. Say, no. My father has a deity, Nila Madhava. He worship Nila Madhava. But he hid his he kept quiet. Yes, he hid it. Tell me more. So she explained everything. So my father goes to the forest to do the worship. I don't go there. Nobody goes there. Only my father does that. It's a pujari for the deity. See. So can your father take me? Ah, that is not possible. Nobody goes with my father. It's only him. But the Brahman said, I have a desire to go. I'm a Bujari, I'm a Brahman. I'm a Brahman. So, well, even if you're a Brahman, you cannot go there. I want to go there. It's okay, I will try. So when the father came back, Madhavi met him, my dear father. My husband would like to assist you as a Pujari. No, don't bring that issue here. No. No. I see. He has come for my deities. Oh, he will succeed. He will succeed. No. She cried. My husband, what do you give me to her? What do you give me to him? Huh? It's my husband. My duty to satisfy him. He wants to see. Please. She cried. So this mind changed. It's okay. I will take your husband, but on the condition that I will tie his hand. You will see anything.
No divorce.
Madhavi, because she's a devoted wife, so she took and tied on the body. A planet, a coup against the father. So as they were going, he said, no problem. As they were going, he would take one side and throw. So he did that until they got to the temple. Then he removed the blindfold. When he saw the deity, he fainted unconscious. He was so happy, so satisfied. Mission accomplished. Oh, no. Was happy, satisfied. Before he attained this stage, what happened? It was easy? He paid the price. What are the prices he paid? Look at the journey. What are the prices? Just tell me, what are the prices he paid? One? Decision?
Uh-huh. Patience.
He's patient, thank you. He's patient. He waited, he was never exhausted, he never gave up. He continued with all the difficulties, he followed it till the end. He didn't stop. He was patient. Rupa Goswami said we should be patient. But we are not patient. We are leaving ISKCON for this, math, that, this, that, that. I mean, yes, I'm in ISKCON for 20 years, no initiation yet. So, this is gone. They won't give you anywhere. They will give you so many rules. Let me go to where I easily get it. Easily get it doesn't mean you easily get love of Godhead. He waited. He waited. And finally, he got it. He got it. Because he was patient. Yes. Yes. What again? What again? You learn here. We should learn something. Don't do it here. Yes, what he said? Patient. He was patient. What again?
Tolerance.
Hmm?
Tolerance.
Tolerant.
Good.
Very determined, yes. He was determined. Determination. He was strong. It is the determination that maintained his enthusiasm. Why? He knows the goal. Anyone who does not know the goal, you can never be enthusiastic and no determination. And patience also will not be there. You must know the goal. So he fainted unconscious. Yes, he was thinking about his king. The mentality bona fide disciples have is the mentality of a bona fide disciple. It should be immersion, it should be determined, it should be patient, it should be tolerant and enthusiastic because he knows the goal. Right? So, the Sabra said, so you wait here? I'll go and get some roots, some whatever I can get to offer the date. While he was waiting there, something mysterious happened. There's a pond nearby. He was amazed, just fixed. He was transfixed on the beautiful, attractive form of Lord Nila Madhava. He was also remembering his king who had made him to have this darshan. Without the king, he would have gotten the darshan. Who can become Krishna conscious without the Guru? Who? Is it possible? Is it impossible? A crow was sitting and fell inside that pond and developed four hands and went back to Godhead. Express. this pond, this is the
embassy.
Yes, this embassy for going back home, back to Godhead. Just right here. So Nirmalava is here to transport us back home, back to Godhead. This is the benefit of coming here to see the Lord. So now I've gotten the blessing. He want to jump inside. So he had a voice. He was sent here by a king. So if you go back to Godhead, so what will happen to the king? Don't be a fish seller. Yes. Now that you have seen me, go back and tell the king. So he said, oh, okay. So he waited. The Sabra came back, and together they did the puja, they worshiped very nicely. Were very happy. But he was thinking, this man, I suspect he has some money. Yes. This one. I think I've made a mistake giving my daughter to him. And I've taken him to come and see my life. This is my life. So when the Brahmana said, I want to go, but I say, it is not, you cannot live here. You cannot live here. You go back?
Yeah.
You cannot go away from here. Now, you are my in-law, you married my daughter, and you have seen my, you cannot go, you have to stay here. The Brahmana said, but you have stayed alone, I have to go, you cannot live here. You are living here, I don't know what you are going to do next. You came here to come and steal my deity. I wouldn't allow you to go. He imprisoned him. You cannot live here. So, in the Adwina Maharaj got the news. What will he do? But Ambi, for me, double Ambi. They march on there, started destroying the whole village. Where? They were destroying. So the Lord told him, don't do that. Be patient. He also arrested the Sabra king. They brought out his servant, the Brahmana. And then, show me the deity, show me. They went there. When they got there, Nilabhadrama disappeared. The Dharma was very angry. You are hiding the... Arrest him. Was arrested. So the Lord told him, my dear king, I'm not going to appear in this form Nila Madhava. I will appear in a different form. So, release him. Tomorrow, you go to the bank of the river. There will be 3 logs of wood coming. Take them and carve me. I will appear in that form. I will appear. The king has no idea how Nila Madhava looks like. So where are you going to carve? Are you going to carve it? When he followed the instructions, so the next morning he went there, behold, the logs of wood were there. I wanted to carry them. All his elephant, all the hay, he tried with every strength in their body, nothing happened. The Dharma became so frustrated. First I came here, the deity disappeared, only voice told me to come and see. Then I see the wood, I cannot take the wood, so what is the value? Let me die. Satan meditation. The Lord told him, don't be frustrated. No frustration in Krishna consciousness.
You're frustrated.
Yes. See, I'm the supreme personality of Godhead. how you want to take me like ordinary thing? So is ordinary wood? Go and bring a golden chariot, a golden chariot that will befit my position. Bring that. Immediately he has to go and make arrangement. So he brought. What they couldn't do, they used only one hand to lift the wood. They watered to the chariot. And what elaborate ceremony was performed. So you have to journey all the way back. To cap the deity, another problem. Every sculptor that came, everyone came, put the chisel on the wood, down, everything will break. Everything, both the hammer and the chisel pieces. Everyone came. Krishna consciousness must be valued. Not something I will get by our strength. Let's see. Nadimna also was very disturbed. He wanted to cry, he wanted to die. The deity have compassion upon him. And the Lord himself appeared as Ananta Maharaj. Ananta Maharaj. Very old. All the useless Brahma just appeared. My dear king, don't worry, I will take you. All the able people came here with all their spirit. Do not you. What can you do? What? Said my dear king, don't worry. Just try me. Don't worry. I promise you. Don't worry. I will try. See, it's okay. Right? They try. So he said, I will be coming the deity, but don't come and see me. Don't come and see me. Agreed, signed. There's a contract.
Awarded.
Yes. So he was there doing the carving, few days. So the wife said, this man who has been carving there since all these days, they're not giving him food, nothing. He's already an old Brahmana, very old man. So, are you sure he's still there? So he went. No sound. He opened the door. He had reached this level. He has come to this level. So the Brahmana said, you broke your contract. So I'm going. Hey! I'm a great offender. How can I rectify my offense? I better die. Well, Jagannath said, this is my plan to appear like this. So worship me like this. You get everything you want. Worship me like this. And sometimes, if you like, you can put me hands, you can put me feet. No problem. Sometimes, if you like. Whatever you like. But I want to be like this. Immediately, he arranged to install the deity. So he went to the Brahma's abode to go and bring him, come and do the installation. To go there and come back here, that age I already passed. The original place he marked for the sun from the sea has covered the place. So the a king who was representing at that time, he will cover the place. So by the time he came with the Brahma argument. I did. So who did? There is a devotee of Lord Machandra, Taka Busundi, from Twitter, you, Taka Busundi, it's a vulture. He was there, he's still there in Jagannathpur today, from Twitter, you. So he told of Brahma that, see, actually Dadunda Maharaj is the original king. He constructed this place. But when he traveled to go and call you, this king, Galadima, he will cover the place. So this Dadunda Maharaj. So Brahma banished him, should get out of Jagannathpur. So he left. But Kakabusundi, Brahma said, because you gave us a pure witness to solid when you stay here in Jagannath. So he stayed in Jagannath. Kakabusundi, the vulture. His duty is to narrate the passion of Lamachanda, like we have Bhagavatam class, Bhagavatam class, every day at the temple. That is business, to speak as Ramcharit. Every day. That is business, to speak. So in this way, when the Brahma looked, he said, but there's nothing for me to do here. It's already constructed, so there's nothing to do. They don't need for consecration, for just put a deity and worship like this. It's already that body of Vishnu. Nobody can do anything here. The only thing I will do is to put the chakra on top. And they were a blessing. Anyone who sees this will be liberated. Very beautiful to go to Jagannathpur in the evening. You go and watch how they change the very, very nice, very purifying, powerful. Very nice. So you go there, the devotee can take you not inside. You have to go, there's a different building, you have to go and pay some money. You can climb and go up. You can see everything very nice. And they change the flag every night. They raise it every morning. So this is how Lord Jagannath came to appear. This is general way we know how Jagannath came to appear. So it's being worshipped with Jagannath. Any devotee who has incompatible marriage, if you want it to be compatible, go and do wedding in Jagannathpur. If you do wedding in Jagannathpur, no divorce.
Is that a tip?
You're not paying me now. You're paying me the rag. Yeah, there are so many devotees who are together, but they're not compatible with marriage. So normalize it, so you have any to avoid any difficulties. Little, just not the elaborate one that you do. Just a little one, just in the name of wedding. So balance it so that you don't have any difficulty.
Marriage birth.
Yes. So Jagannath will absorb all this. He doesn't take all these emotions. He'll absorb all this easily. So he will balance everything for you. So you have this. Yeah. Marriage intact. Jagannath Swami ki.
Jai.
Jagannath Baladev Subhadradevi ki
jai.
Jai. Prabhupada ki
jai.
Itai Gaura Prema.
Hari Bo.
All glories assembled.
Hare Krishna. His Holiness Bhakti Dhira Damoda Maharaj ki
jai.
I'm hungry,
Yes. Every day I recite the prayer. Deva Deva Jagannath Prabhan Narthi Vinasa Rahimam Pundarikaksha Patitam Bhavasagari. I know the translator only a few words, but Lord Jagannath removes the obstacle of his devotee. So if you can explain it to her then.
Yes,
Lord
Jagannath removes obstacles. Like I said,
if you have difficulty, if the marriage is not compatible, you do in Jagannath Puri, everything becomes compatible. And Jagannath does not take offense. If you see, have you ever attended one Ratha Yatra? Jagannath Puri?
No.
Ah, well, see how they do Jagannath. With tobacco in their mouth, they come and embrace him and kiss him. And they practically tore his dhoti, his cloth. But doesn't complain. No offense. No offense. It's okay, but they're my people. You remember? Pundarik.
Pundarik.
Yeah, Pundarik Bidyanidhi. He complained, Jagannath struck him. Don't talk about my devotees.
Yeah.
I don't see them. They are doing service for me, so don't talk about them. Leave them for me. They eat fish, they chew tobacco, they take it out of the Jagannath. He doesn't complain. They absorb the Jagannath. They are merciful. He removes all dirty things. So they worship us. One of his devotees, Balaram Das. He doesn't keep principle. And he was even Jagannath. And they deal with Ratha Yatra, he went and slept with his girlfriend. And what he realized, Jagannath is already in the street, so he ran, no betting, nothing. He just came like that and jumped on the chariot. The Pujari were there, they look at him and say, slowly. There's some powder on his body, so they push him out of there. So he fell from there. And he left. Went to the sea, he was there crying. But Jagannath, I've been serving you all this year. Only one day I made mistake and you threw me away like this. So it's not fair. Please forgive me. Forgive me. I know I'm usually, please forgive me. Please consider me. As he was crying, Lord Jagannath tore his cat. They were pushing and pushing. Lord Jagannath refused to move. After a long time, he told the Pujari, see, my devotee is crying there for me. Go and tell him to come, but tell him to take bath first before he comes. So quickly he rushed and jumped beside the then he came back, climbed there. But Jagannath started moving. He tolerates the Jagannath. So he is very, very kind. Very, very kind. Very messy. No rules and regulations, they don't care, right? For him, no rules. That is why you do a wedding there, it will normalize. Jagannath will remove that. Any each which is there, he will remove it. That is the idea. All right?
Mm-hmm. All right, sorry. When you say you normalize it, and ideally, there should be evolution in spiritual practice.
Yes.
A brahmachari evolves to become a grihastha. A grihastha should evolve to become a vanaprastha, like this. So if the marriage is normalized and is very sattvic, is there any chance of evolution?
Yes. It is approval of Jagannath. So your marriage will not break. You fulfill the duty of that ashram and move forward. Yes. That is Jagannath. He's not a demigod. He takes care of his devotees. So many leaders of Jagannath taking care of his devotees. Maybe. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Maharaj.